ZA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Here is the news. Parents should discuss potential emergency scenarios with their children when they play outside the house, along with steps to handle such situations. Novi Puspita Chandra, a psychologist from Gajah Mada University, emphasized the importance of teaching children what to do when faced with emergencies such as a fire outbreak or getting lost. Let's come to the next news. Indonesia's Ministry of Religious Affairs will host the Musabaqah Qiraatil Kutub, a competition focused on reading Kitab Kuning, classical Islamic text written in Arabic in Wajo, South Sulawesi, from October 1st to 7th, 2025. According to Suyitno, Director General of Islamic Education at the Ministry, this year marks the first international education of the edition of the Musabaqah Qiraatil Kutub with participants from Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, the Philippines, Brunei Darussalam, Vietnam, Myanmar, Cambodia, and Timor Leste. That's the news.
Kita
Sabun Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, at the program of RINET on Indonesia today. Now let's join our youth forum from Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia presents Youth Forum, where young voices matters.
Trash is a major issue everywhere, especially in big cities that are prone to flooding. One of them is Semarang. According to the 2024 data, Semarang produces over 1,000 tons of waste every single day. That huge amount of waste contributes directly to waterlogging and floods in the city. This is where the community's role, especially young people, becomes really important in tackling the waste problem. So, let's ask our fellow youth. Has our generation done enough to take part in solving this issue?
Not yet, because there are still many young people. Like now, if they throw garbage, they do it anyhow and don't care about the environment. According to some people, they think that in later there will be people who clean it.
I happen to be a student who lives quite far from my campus. So almost every day, I use public transportation such as Transjakarta or KRL. And that's what I see every day. Young people are rarely aware of their respective police, let alone other people. For themselves, they are still less aware of garbage and so on, that it is not in the right place. Even though some are still skeptical about youth participation, there are also those who truly believe that young people can be pioneers in leading environmental change.
I think they are quite aware, because now there are many communities that are like participating or have activities about socializing waste or whatever. And there's also like one. What is it called, like an account or something called Pandawara, right? Well, the Pandawara community. So from their content, maybe young people now are already aware. Many are now inspired to participate in these activities.
Inspirasi untuk ikut melakukan kegiatan tersebut gitu.
Now, let's hear directly from the youth of Semarang. What do they think? Have they been involved enough? Together with our host today, Rahma and Aldila, we're going to dive deeper in the Youth Forum on Disaster Mitigation Trailblaze the Green Shift. Without further ado, let's welcome Rahma and Aldila.
Voice of Indonesia.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hi, hello everyone.
Hi.
We can hear you.
Once again. Hello everyone. I think we should try another way. Semarang, Primbon Kabare. Sai.
There you go. Now we hear already million or even billion of voices that are ready to speak loud in this very nice place, special event presented by Voice of Indonesia. With me, Rahma.
And with me, Aldi. We are now in Semarang, Central Java for Youth Forum Disaster Mitigation
Trailblaze the Green Shift.
Okay, so I think we should start the first segment, Rahma.
Okay.
Yes.
So let's start the first segment, which is
Young, Loud, and Making Changes.
Young, Loud, and Making Changes.
And
so,
I think those three words is the perfect example of how we describe the young generation, the Gen Z, right?
Okay. So we let the young generation speak loud in this segment, voicing their views and changes to be made. So first, what about before we talk with today's speakers?
You go to the floor first, is it okay?
Allow us to ask the students.
Yes, I think I would like to go to this way first, because I would like to ask the student here how much the young generation been involved in solving environmental issues. Anybody want to answer? Okay. Yes. Would you like to stand up, introduce yourself, and where are you from?
I'm Yokis from the University of Unika.
Sugiyaparanata University.
So yes. Can you repeat the question again?
How much the young generation been involving in solving environmental issues?
Be involving or should be
involved? Are they involved already or?
Yeah, from what I've seen, the younger generation is quite largely involved in protecting the nature, because since we were young, we were taught to throw trash in the right place, keep the nature, you know, clean, safe, and overall healthy.
So you are part of the young generation who would like to change our nature to be better?
Of course.
Okay. I would like to move to this area. And these are from? Okay. Anybody want to answer the question? Okay. The gentleman. Would you like to introduce yourself and where are you from?
My name is Jonathan Kelvin Dewabiswangisu. I am from Jepara.
Jepara, yeah. The city of crafting.
Of course.
Okay. Same question. How much has the young generation have involved in solving environmental issues?
How much generation involved in solving the what?
Environmental issues.
Environmental issues. How much?
Yes. Okay. What do you think? 10%, 20%, or it can be 90%?
According to my opinion, according to my subjective opinion, maybe about 20% until 30%, because many youngsters nowadays doesn't have awareness about this, about the environmental issues. So they have to be encouraged. They have to be, you know what? They have to be warned about these upcoming issues, about the disasters, such as many disasters that we caused before.
Okay, I think the keyword is they need to be encouraged, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for the answer.
Yeah.
Okay, give applause for this young student.
Wow, really, really, they are young, loud, and making changes. And now we're also wondering how the community's role here into the green shift. That's why we would like to ask one of the communities here. What about the Wegah Nyampah? Semarang Wegah Nyampah community? Anyone would like to join us here in this forum? So the first one, could you please introduce your name and the community you're from?
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Anna. I'm the representation of represent Semarang Wegah Nyampah community. This community is established at December 2019. And we bring several key message for our campaign. The first one is to refuse first before we reuse or recycle. And then we use social media to calling for action for the younger to have their bring to make their big effect, to share their big power to other using social media, so that as simple as bringing your own tumbler or maybe bringing your tote bag for shopping, it should be shown as social media has its powerful effect for others. So let's share our positive vibes at our social media. And maybe for you here that haven't known about Semarang Wegah Nyampah, you can go follow our Instagram too and TikTok. We are at Semarang Wegah Nyampah, and we are looking forward for every step, every effort that you share there, because we believe that there is no little effort for this art. Every effort is meaningful for the sustainable of our environment. Thank you.
Seeing your Instagram account, I also curious about one of the activities that was done, namely decluttering. Because nobody recognized that it could also contribute to safe environment. Can you elaborate quickly about that?
Okay. Decluttering is one of effort while we are short something that maybe it you less of useful for us, but maybe it will be meaningful for others. So sometimes we think that one thing is a trash or waste for us that has no meaningful or cannot be used again, but for others maybe it will give much more benefit. So we can take and go before we buying something, I think it should we should look to our
needs like that, yeah.
And know our needs, not what we want.
Okay.
And lately we made a campaign of Weswaya Hewani. Weswaya Hewani is a campaign for the young, especially. We ask them to post on their social media about reducing or refusing waste first before making or buying something new that it can be trash.
Okay, thank you so much. Wegahnya pa community. Okay, so from now on,
yes,
before taking out your shopping cart, make sure that you buy items because you need it,
yes,
not because you want it. Okay.
I think we already knew the idea from the student and also from the communities. I think we should go asking our speaker right now. Okay.
Absolutely. Here we go. The first one. We talk to Ibu Nita Maulia from the Disaster Management Agency or BPBD. And as we know, it can significantly increase the risk of disaster. In Semarang, in early 2025, based on the data that we get, it was hit by flood. So, natural disasters are solely caused by geographical distance of Semarang, or environmental issues like improper waste.
Okay. Thank you for the question. Yes, it's very interesting question because right now we face a lot of disaster right now, especially in Central Java. As we know, nationally we are listed as the top three, the most prone disaster province in Indonesia. So we need to know about that. So especially in Semarang, yeah, we have a several potential or several disasters that already hit or happening frequently, yeah, especially for flooding. It includes the city flooding and also the tidal inundation, or we used to call it ROP. It's a local language.
Yes.
We call it ROP. And also, of course, it's also a flood that caused by the river, yeah, and also the flash flood. So it's caused by many factors, especially, yes, I said before that it's the environment. It's also affect the happening of disaster. So we talk about the geographical condition, which is Semarang is, you know, we have the plain plateau, and also we have the like a hilly,
yes,
range. Also.
And it's very close. Semarang,
yes,
bawah, Semarang atas. It's very
it
close.
It is. And also we threatened by the land subsidence that they say in between 50 years that our lowland will be subside and inundated with the water. If we was asked about what is the factor that affect the disaster that occur in Semarang City especially, it's both the geographical condition and also the environment condition.
Okay.
That's what can I say.
So what about the human? Are they being taking part of the cause? Because right now we can see a lot of people just throw the garbage in the river and they blame the rain because of the flood, right?
Yes, indeed. When we talk about the environment, it always have the human influence on it. Especially sometimes we throwing garbage, trash, whatever, as we go. We didn't search for the trash can or something to throw our waste, but we just simply throw it everywhere. Yeah, yes. That's what I see from the community. And also they have the, they used to throw also their trash to the river. That caused the river, it's polluted.
Yes.
And also when the, let's say when it's raining very hard and then the water flow to the river, then it's just clogged the river. And then the water from the river became inundated the settlement. That's okay. Why the some cause of the disaster.
Yes, and talk about trash, I think we should move to Mbak Gio. She is part of the World Cleanup Day from Central Java, right? What do you think about the community? Are they taking part of the change to the people to give the good influence about how to clean our river, our place from the garbage?
Yes, we are World Cleanup Day. We are a global movement that especially located not only in Central Java, but also in a lot of countries, in 191 countries. Okay. Together, a lot of cleanup actions. Maybe a lot of activities such as doing cleanups or planting the trees or maybe to reduce the floods, also we can share awareness through a lot of people, especially youth, to do a lot of activities such as maybe different environmental conditions can bring a lot of environmental activities. And especially in Semarang, we do a lot of cleanups and not only in the city, but also we do beach cleanup in coastal areas in Semarang.
Okay.
Okay, now we would like to know a very short elaboration from the perspective of an academician to Ibu Lintang. How do you view the potential of young generation in contributing to keeping environment?
Okay. First of all, welcome to Semarang for Voice of Indonesia. It's an honor for me to participate in this discussion. So, in Semarang we have a legendary song.
Semarang kali ini banjir.
And years after we still facing the problem itself. Well, many things becoming factor of that flood, maybe about the uncontrollable urban development and then the waste management. As you know, in Semarang itself, it said that we produce more than 850 tons per day.
Wow.
Each day.
And it say it full landslide like 3 to 5 years if we do not change our behavior. And for the elaboration, actually it's very coincidentally in my class I have a strategic communication and social change class. We have research currently, it's called research for awareness and participation for Gen Alpha and Gen Z. Sadly, it comes only 17% of that Gen Alpha and Gen Z which want to participate the environmental issue.
Mm-hmm.
And why it comes like that? Maybe in my perspective, of course, I come from communication, so we can see on the media. So if you notice on the mass media, I quote from the research from the Helios, in 2022 until 2023, from the 300 article, it's only 2,000 article portraying the issue of environment.
Okay.
It's only 1% for
1% from 100%.
Yeah. And
from the 2000 article, it's only portraying about the disaster.
Okay.
You know, news, straight news about the disaster.
Yes.
And the low, not about the mitigation itself. Not about the awareness. Not about the, you know, how we can raising awareness and participation from the public about the disaster.
Yes.
You're still on Youth Forum by Voice of Indonesia. Youth Forum, where young voices matters.
Trailblaze Green Ship. Yes.
Okay, so now we're already entering the second segment. We're talking about what we can do now to make those changes.
Because if it is not now, it's going to be late, right?
Yes, if it is not now, when we can change the world. But before we talk about what we can do now from the floor and also today's speakers, I also would like to mention our listeners on our social media that already sent a message about how to keep environment. On Instagram, we have at Lala that says, to keep environment, I use reusable bags, tumblers, and shopping bags. And because we are an international broadcasting station, we also have a listener abroad from Egypt.
Yes.
Mohammed El Sayed. Hello, Mr. El Sayed. On Facebook, he said, governments, institutions, and communities should work together to create strategies that offer real incentive. For example, reward-based recycling programs, school and community eco projects, accessible resources for green living.
Yes. And remember, this segment is about what can we do now, and I think we should ask the student again.
Yes, okay.
Okay, anybody want to be the volunteer to answer my question? Ready? I think I would like to go to this area first. Yes? Oh, the Akpol first. Okay. Because I think the question is, what can we do now? Okay? And what do you guys think about how you do, how you act to finally can solve this problem, to help our nature heal again? What do you think? Want to be answered? Would you like to stand up and introduce yourself?
At first, good afternoon everyone. My name is Sultan Randu, second cadet brigadier from Police Academy. And so how to solve the problem is, as a Police Academy cadet, we are usually walking if we are going to our school or our class, and if you want to go to buy some things in the market, we are not allowed to use a plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's there is a regulation about it in Police Academy regulator. And then we use the bag, the Akpol bag, and it's from reusable bag.
Okay, so you and your friends from Akpol already practice that kind of stuff, right?
Every day.
To go green every day.
Yes.
So are you going to tell that kind of idea to other people outside Akpol? Maybe your friends, your family, or through your social media? What do you think? Or maybe want to answer? Yes, what's your name?
First of all, good afternoon for everyone. Thank you for this opportunity to talk in this wonderful event. So my name is Jason. I'm from the Police Academy, Cadet Second Brigadier, and originally from Jakarta.
Okay.
So I basically agree from what my friend said, but I want to add on some points that we as the Police Academy has already done many things and do a lot of minor changes that we do in our daily lives. For example, as what my friend said,
yes,
about the transportation that we use is walking to support the government, that we should have no emissions of gas. And then the other one is we have to lead by example, that we have to reduce plastics and reduce paper. Like starting from 2024, the Police Academy starting to use digital tabs to replace paperless books, paper.
Yes.
So we starting to go paperless to support the government and the police strategy itself to have the zero emission.
Okay, so the key is discipline, right?
Yes, discipline.
Okay, thank you. Give applause for our friends from Akpol.
Okay, Aldi, since today's topic is about trailblaze, the green shift, so I would like to come to a green, just like what we are wearing now. I'd like to ask a community that is already here, namely Green Generation. Hello! Thank you so much for joining us here in the Youth Forum. We would like to dig deeper from Green Generation about what actions that you have done to realize the green shift. Here.
Okay. Hello everyone, my name is Desmita and I'm chairperson of Green Generation. So what we do, actually, we done a lot of things like plant a trees and also mangrove, sharing a food and also clean up, and we also doing a clean up in a year after a new year. And then actually, so if you're asking me, like, so just clean up and just sharing a food, so what's the difference, what's the special, nothing special? No, absolutely no. Like, we teach our volunteer, but how important mangrove to us. And also, we also sharing a food that has no plastic in the packaging. So actually, the problem is Gen Z, some of us, is just like, are too scared to take the first move. Like, they're too scared if about others' opinion. What about if people will judge me, if people will have a negative thinking about me. And then I always remind myself, like, as long as you have a spark, then you can light a fire. So just do that. And in Green Generation, we also do many things, like some good things, and we always make the first step. So Gen Z, some people of Gen Z can join with us as long as they want to join in the good things, and then we'll be okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much for the Green Generation. So the condition that you really want is that more bravery,
yes,
and spark from,
yes,
the young generation.
That's right.
Thank
That's
you
right.
so much. Thank you so much. Thank you for the,
yes,
positivity and bright energy.
I become confident,
yeah,
after listening to the answer. So I think our country, our planet is in the good hands. Okay.
Exactly.
Yes.
Read good hands. Okay, and when it comes to real actions, Aldi and also everyone here in this forum, I would like to share my own experience about keeping environment. That in my neighborhood, there is waste bank.
Yes.
So in which people classify waste, plastic bottles, irons, glasses, and so on, and then give it to the waste bank twice in a month.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll get money within a year. Usually when? Ahead of Eid al-Fitr.
That's the perfect time, right?
To buy meat and new clothes. Because my neighbors even can gain 500,000 rupiah or even 1 million from the bank,
yeah,
waste.
And I think it's also happened in Semarang because we,
yeah,
call it Bank Sampah, right? We have Bank Sampah. And also, I think the key is how to transfer the garbage into economic things. Okay.
Yes. So I think that's one of attractive things for the young generation.
And we are still in the second segment, which is what can we do now? And I'm going to ask Mbak Gio again as part of the community. What about the community? How do you provide opportunities so the youth can join you to become the trailblazer?
Firstly, we do a lot of activities related to environmental issues. Not only creating a community to join us to do a lot of environmental actions, but also we educate people. We collaborate in a lot of schools, not only schools in some regions, but also in all over Indonesia. And then we can share how to segregate their waste in a small actions that we can do in every time we do in daily activities, such like something like that. And then we do some cleanup actions, and then we planting the trees, and then also the that we can do a decluttering, and then we can use we can do biopori or something like that. It is a lot of activities according to environmental actions to minimize the waste of the trash.
And how often is the activities? Is it monthly, yearly, or like every day?
Yes. We active in 35 cities in Central Java, and then in every cities, held a lot of activities, especially in Central Java, and we do some plugging, especially when we do regularly in Car Free Day.
Okay.
Yeah, we do some jogging with cleanup actions, something like that, and then maybe in Pekalongan we can do river cleanup, or it's a lot of activities that are related to environmental actions.
So do it in a fun way.
Yeah, okay. Also, of course. Of course, we attract a lot of youths to join us too, because youth is the pioneer for sustainable actions in the future.
Okay, thank you so much, Mbak Gio. Now we move to the Regional Disaster Management Agency of Central Java. Are there any programs for youth from the BPBD to contribute to the green shift, maybe collaborating as well with the communities?
Okay, thank you for the question. So, as the government agency, we are not directly focused on the environment.
Okay.
But environment is part of our program. But in the term of encouraging the youth to participate in disaster risk reduction or disaster management, we are already make some collaboration with some university. Right now, we already collaborate with the UNES and maybe UNDIP, some part of them. We encourage the student to do or to form a resilient in between the community. So we involve them, we join with them, join the task force with the student, especially college student. We create some like a framework for the community to be more resilient, so they know how to coping with the disaster when they strike. Yeah, that's what we do now, how we collaborate with the youth. But it's regarding the action or the real action toward the environment, we can just simply as cleaning our environment from the from the waste. So when there is a heavy rain, and then the water it just can flow and not clog the drain and causing some flood. That's all. Thank
Start
you.
Start from ourselves first. Okay. And to become the trailblazers, Ibu Lintang, the young generation, can start from posting on social media, don't they? So what do you think about this?
Yes. Okay, thank you. That's a good question. So social media, it's allow young people, not only young people, of
everybody.
Course, but everybody, every netizen,
to share their thought, their ideas, their concern, their critics, their social movement even. So I think when we use social media, we can raising awareness, we can mobilizing action, we can critique the government to policy, to given the better policy. We can becoming resources itself for education. So I don't think you might know Greta Thunberg. Thunberg. Yeah. Okay, you might know Greta Thunberg. She said a very legendary quote on environment. How dare you? You stole my dreams, and because they don't really seriously to take action on the climate change. And you know, it generates 7.5 million mention in social media, and it generates also 90 million socially global media to mention it. So it's raising awareness about the environment itself, and it's affected the policy of the government and overall the world, and the TSO from the company in terms of their sustainability product. So I think we can use social media very effectively if we want to learn about becoming the producer itself. Because social media right now giving us the chance to become producer information, not only the consumer itself. So in Indonesia, we know Pandawara, right?
Yes. So yes. One of the pioneers.
Yes, the Pandawara, you know, Bandung government allocate 1 million, but 1 billion offer than 1 billion for cleaning the river, because Pandawara always share the before and after
action
the cleanup, yeah.
In TikTok. So I think if the young people, you are the digital native, use the social media effectively for the environment issue, it helps us a lot. I mean, building the communities, of course, it's easier when we use social media. So right now, we know a lot of social media issues, and then how the government for e-government, what they do, what are their policy, the concern. We know the allocation of the budgeting from the semarang.go.id maybe. So I think there are a lot of things we can optimize the use of social media in terms of environment issues.
But my question is like this, Bulintang.
Yes.
Because social media, we have different platform, different trends, and different distraction.
Okay.
So if you want to focus to the topic like this, how we would scroll the social media? Do you have any tips?
So yes, last day we have Professor Merlina Lim from the Carleton University, Canada, and she said about how we use social media for influencing others. So the point is, the social media is very emotionally. So you know, when we watch we scroll and scroll, we can feel sad and happy at the same time.
Yeah.
But we don't think about it. We just, that's so cute. Why is it like that? Because the social media or internet, it's so emotionally generates.
Okay. Yeah, that's, thank you, Bulintang.
So maybe we can optimize about how to pursue the emotion.
Yes, okay.
The netizen.
We also would like to give applause to our guest here.
Yes.
We would like to welcome the mayor of Semarang City, Ibu Dr. Agustina Wilujeng Pramestuti SSMM.
Welcome. Yes. Give applause for Ibu Agustina, everybody.
Okay, welcome Ibu Agustina to our event, Youth Forum from Voice of Indonesia. It's the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia.
Yes, and this is like home for Bu Agustina because she studied here in Undip, right? Yes,
seems like it brings you down memory lane. Okay, Ibu Agustina, we would like to know from you, what do you think about this event organized by Voice of Indonesia to trailblaze the green shift among the young generation? This, please.
Thank you very much for inviting me in this very great event, and I would like to say hello to Mr. Widi Kurniawan. Oh, Pak Widi, Miss Atika Hindari. Where is he? The beautiful one. She's my best friend. Ibu Besti, Simatupang. Waduh, if I mention one by one, we gonna run out of time. I think Youth Forum is very great forum, and I wish a kind of forum like this could be held more, maybe 1 month, yeah, once a month. For youth could express themselves in many things, not only in disaster mitigation, but also in a social condition of Semarang City, yeah, especially, or the condition of education. And what we believe now, we are in a middle of effort to save our city from the disaster of garbages, yeah, in TPA Jati Barang. Yeah, this is a very hard thing to do because we now entering a years that we have to close open dumping, but we haven't yet found another place just like TPA Jati Barang. So what we should do now, maybe Youth Forum could find a way or just give us an opinion what we should do. We already started to make people in all around city of Semarang to separate the garbages. Yeah, what is plastic, what is the other, and separate it, then it will reduce the number that will send to TPA Jati Barang, but it is not enough. It is not enough. We have to find some more sophisticated way to make the TPA Jati Barang reduce the garbage there. And you know, you already read in the newspaper, in the news, that there is a fire disaster last year. Even it's hell, it's about 1 month. The fire could not be stopped. And we are afraid in this year, maybe in the middle of July or August, it will be a fire disaster again. So I ask you, all youth in Semarang City, to think about, to find a way out, how to take care of TPA Jati Barang next. Yeah, I think this is also one of the greatest things to do, even it's only an idea, maybe something that we, the old people, never think about, it could be think about by youth. Sometime, yeah. We only think about what we think it's better. But today we know that young people that live in an era of open information, they grow up so fast. They know better than us. They sometimes know something that we never figure out. And I believe the idea of youth people could enrich anything that we could do, the best thing for Kota Semarang. Thank you very much.
Once again, applause for the Mayor of Semarang, Ibu Agustina Wilujeng.
Yes, and now we would like to give you one precious moment that you shouldn't miss. Mm-hmm. One person can ask one question to Ibu Agustina.
Yes.
Please raise your hand.
Anybody have a question for our major?
Stand up, please say your name. Seize this $1 million moment.
And this is such a rare opportunity,
yes,
to ask directly.
Let's seize this moment. Come on. Anybody,
okay, anybody
want to ask one question to the mayor of Semarang
student?
City, Ibu Agustina?
Okay.
Come on.
Yes.
Raise your hand right now.
Yes, okay.
Okay. Here, one question from, please say your name, mention your name and your campus. Yes, please stand up, please. Thank you.
All right. Hello, everyone.
Hello,
Ibu. My name is Prita Febriani from, yes, Prita, from Universitas Semarang. So as a Gen Z, we already take like public transportation because there are some reasons, maybe get cheaper or because we are too lazy because Semarang is really hot, right? But I wonder about BRT, which is pollution, and I had the experience in the back of BRT and my face got black because of it. Yeah. So in one side it is really good, but another side, how could you do that? How you solve the problem? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a very sharp question. Yeah. Very smart and sharp question. Bu Agustin, would you like to answer the question?
This is a very interesting and very famous matters. They give a name of our transportation, Cumi Cumi Darat.
Yeah.
I know that. Thank you, Prita, for the question from Universitas Semarang. Yeah. Public transportation in Semarang is, I think, is not good enough. Yeah. We dream about giving a transportation for the people of Semarang better than today. But transportation need a lot of, not just a huge money. Now we are trying to ask the legislative to give us a permission to make a cooperation. Jadi, so not buying by our money, by the money of the city, the government, no, but make a cooperation, B2B, business, bureaucratic to business. If we have a permission, then we could recovering in many of transportation. One of the investor that interested in transportation of Semarang said that we could not only BRT, but something like in London, it's called tram, you know tram?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it will be a transportation around Semarang in the city. In the Gunung Pati, Banyumane, and so on, maybe using BRT, but they will change the bus into the electricity. But we have to wait, yeah, the agreement to the legislative. And now in the middle of discussion, and I believe and I hope that they will agree about that. Then the first question is how public transportation is cheaper. I think when you are a member of citizen of Semarang, or your parent is the citizen of Semarang, all the student is free, not paid. Then the student that do not citizen only pay 1,000. I think I already signed that. But I'm so sorry, the older should pay 4,000. Yeah, 4,000. And beside that, how to make cumi-cumi darat reduce the pollution? Number one, we ask the bus driver to stop. Apa namanya tuh Pak? Lupa aku. To not adding the passenger when the bus is the point is don't overload, yeah, do not overload, because overload make the machine heavy and producing cumi-cumi darat. That is the key. Yeah, what we should do, waiting for the investor, waiting for the negotiation with legislative, we try to add bus. Yeah, maybe, yeah, this is good. Agree in 1 or 2 years, we will add at least 10 bus to from 6 jalur apa Pak bahasa Inggrisnya, line, ya, for 6 line. Yeah, I hope it will made the pollution not so heavy as today. I think that's it.
Okay.
Thank
I think
you.
We believe in Bu Agustin, so I think we will be.
I am not used to speak in Indonesian, okay. In English.
Yes. Once again, give applause for Bu Agustin. In Bu Agustin we trust. Okay. Before that, I will give the gift for the question, because you have a very good question. You are the example of the Gen Z with a sharp mind, okay?
Example of yes. The trailblazers of the green ship. A better, a greener future, just yes. Like what are we wearing
today
now?
Today we dress up as salad, spinach, or what else? Go green, the theme is, right?
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, this is the end of our togetherness and program of RNet on